Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, Thursday, May the 26th, 2011. International human rights organisation Amnesty International has called on people to take action to prevent the demolition of the village of Al-Arqib to make way for planned forestry. The village, the organisation claims, has been demolished by the Israeli state on over 20 occasions, despite the 250 villages affected having clear evidence of their legal ownership of the land from the Ottoman period. The village is one of 40 unrecognised villages in Israel that are prone to demolition at any time. The Egyptian authorities have decided to permanently open the Rafah border terminal with the Gaza Strip this coming Saturday in an attempt to ease the deadly four-year blockade in the coastal region. According to an official Egyptian statement, the terminal will be opened starting on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and will remain permanently opened except on Fridays and national holidays. The Islamic resistance movement Hamas has welcomed the Egyptian decision. Israeli Army Radio reported on Thursday morning that the army invaded several villages and towns in the Ramallah district and abducted several individuals described as wanted Palestinians. The reasons they are wanted are unknown. Similar invasions and arrests are frequent occurrences against Palestinians in the occupied territories. Most of the arrests and invasions are carried out at dawn, an issue that causes panic amongst residents, particularly children. Palestinian liaison official in Gaza, Raed Fatoh, has stated that the Israeli authorities decided to allow 290 to 300 trucks loaded with aid to the trade, agriculture and transportation sectors in the Gaza Strip through the Karam al-Salam crossing on Thursday. 10 trucks filled with cement and 50 trucks filled with gravel will be allowed through to be used for construction projects run by UNRWA. Nearly 1 year after Israeli commandos stormed an aid flotilla that was in international waters and bound for Gaza, the CCR, the Center for Constitutional Rights, has launched a Freedom of Information lawsuit. The lawsuit was launched in order to try and gain access to governmental documents that would show just how much knowledge the United States had of such an attack. The raid on the boat left 54 civilians injured and 9 dead, amongst them an 18-year-old American citizen by the name of Furkan Dojan. He was shot several times when he was filming the raid and was then shot at point-blank range in the face, in spite of the fact that he was wounded and posed no threat to Israeli commandos at this time. Dojan's father, Professor Ahmed Dojan, said he was travelling to Washington, D.C. seeking answers in his son's death. Israeli government ministers have inaugurated a new Jewish-only settlement in East Jerusalem. A ceremony including Jerusalem Mayor Nir Berkat and Environmental Protection Minister Gilad Erdan officially opened the Maale Zaitim settlement in East Jerusalem's Ras al-Amud neighbourhood. Former Minister of Detainees and Hamas political leader Wasfi Qabaha has demanded that the Palestinian Authority in the West Bank will release all political prisoners and stop arrests and interrogation of political activists. Qabaha said that these arrests and interrogation have no moral, religious or political justification. It makes no sense to have political arrests even before achieving unity, he added. This situation causes shame and sadness. Such campaigns must stop. US President Barack Obama's administration is to fund the purchase of 4 more anti-rocket systems for the Israeli military. The US will help fund the short-range anti-rocket Iron Dome missile defense system as part of a $200 million Obama military aid initiative to Israel. The mobile devices are used to intercept and destroy rockets before they hit their target. So far, 2 such devices have been set up in Ashkelon and Beersheba, towns close to the Gaza Strip. The batteries cost $50 million per unit and are developed and produced by Israeli state-owned Rafael Advanced Defense Systems Limited. Barack Obama, in his speech to AIPAC, promised that the US would go beyond its regular military aid to Israel in the future. Maan News Agency is reporting that the head of the Palestinian Investment Fund and potential candidate for role of Prime Minister in the new unity interim government, Mohammed Mustafa, has announced a $1 billion investment plan for reconstruction of the Gaza Strip. Mustafa, who worked for 15 years in the World Bank and is Mahmoud Abbas's economic advisor, is currently in Gaza for talks with local business people as to how best to undertake reconstruction efforts. The goal is to start building Gaza's economy as part of a state economy based on self-reliance, Mustafa said. Israeli Vice Premier Silvan Shalom has spoken out against the easing of the blockade on Gaza through relaxed restrictions on the Egypt-Gaza crossing at Rafah, according to the Jerusalem Post. Shalom warned that development could lead to groups such as Al-Qaeda smuggling weapons into the Palestinian coastal hamlet. Shalom also called for international monitoring of the crossing. However, Haaretz reports, the European Border Assistance Mission has not yet received an invitation to return to Rafah from either the Israelis or the PA. An agreement between the PA and Israel would be necessary for EU observers to return to the crossing with the cooperation of Egypt. That's all for today from the IMEMC. This was Thursday, the 26th of May's daily roundup of news from the occupied Palestinian territories. We hope you will join us again tomorrow. This report has been brought to you by Hossam Qassis and me, David Steele.